Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
So Southern Alaska State Troopers responded at 11:25 a.m. Wednesday, December 21st, to a two-vehicle double fatality collision near milepost 119.5 near Blueberry Lane of the Sterling Highway in the Clam Gulch area. The drivers of each vehicle, who were the sole occupants of each vehicle, were declared deceased on the scene. Scene investigation determined that Brian Ide, age 40 of Kenai, was traveling southbound in a 2023 Kia Carnival van, crossed the center line and struck head-on a northbound 2010 Toyota Tacoma driven by Ann Main, age 61 of Homer. No other parties were involved. Next of kin notification for both has been completed. Funding for the Soldana Fieldhouse final design and bid phase work for the Soldana City Council in the amount of $220,000 was approved through Resolution 2022-51 at the recent General Soldana City Council meeting. Utilizing the already appropriated $1,142,194.29 in grants as part of the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, funds will enable the design team to begin working immediately, resulting in bid-ready documents at or near the bond sale date. Public Works Director Kyle Cornelis addressed requests for $20,000 from allotted funds.
This resolution would approve the use of up $220,000 in American Rescue Plan Act funding for the use towards the Fieldhouse final design and bid phase work. Council previously appropriated about $1.1 million in ARPA funding through a couple of ordinances. The Fieldhouse expenditures are an eligible expense for this grant program.
Cornelis also addresses previous spending.
To date, we've encumbered only $70,000 by purchase order, which was approved by council through a resolution in April, authorizing the use of up to $150,000. To date, we've only spent about $4,000 of the ARPA grant funds.
Burkhard Croft Architects has worked for the City of Soldana since 2017 on fieldhouse design work. They produced the original design in 2017 and have recently assisted with updated construction cost estimating and conceptual planning. After approval and the general obligation bond, the Public Works Department requested a proposal from BCA for professional services to complete the final design of the fieldhouse project and to assist with the bid phase. Cornelis talks about completing fieldhouse design.
The scope of work would include a completion of the fieldhouse design. The bulk of it is already designed. It's at a 95% level. So this would be going from 95% to 100%. It also incorporates a little bit of a fairly new design of the connecting piece to the existing sports complex to act as a pre-function and entry to the new fieldhouse. We also want to make sure that we future-proof that area and avoid redundant costs if and when we were to expand the conference rooms. We want to make sure that what we build, we don't have to undo in the future.
Several tasks need to be completed before bidding and construction. Complete the fieldhouse design from 95% to 100% bid-ready plans and specifications. Complete the entrance/pre-function area design, a new effort to limit redundant costs should the conference rooms need to be expanded. Conduct engineering work related to moving the building easterly to accommodate the entry pre-function area and additional parking. Assist with furniture, fixtures, and equipment and flooring selection. Create conceptual plans for the overall site circulation, including connectivity to nearby existing and future uses, and create bid-ready project documents and assist during project bidding. Cornelis talks about additional efforts.
We're also going to conduct some engineering and traffic and parking efforts related to moving the building to accommodate that pre-function area. The consultant will assist with FF&E and flooring selection. As a reminder, we anticipate having a multi-function building with removable flooring systems. The final task is to produce bid-ready documents and then to assist in the bidding phase.
For more on the project, visit the story at RyuKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.